Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday he's ready to press forward with Israel's war against Hamas terrorists. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Trying to bolster U.S. support, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu delivered a fiery speech to Congress saying Hamas could end the war in Gaza today by surrendering, disarming, and releasing all hostages.
But if they don't, Israel will fight until we destroy Hamas's military capabilities, end its rule in Gaza, and bring all our hostages home. That's what total victory means, and we will settle for nothing less.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Thousands of demonstrators angry over the war in Gaza marched on the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu asked American lawmakers for steady support. Scuffles with police broke out as officers tried to keep protesters away from the seat of the U.S. Congress, the scene of a violent insurrection by supporters of Donald Trump on January 6, 2021. Police fired pepper spray on some protesters to redirect the demonstration. Several could be seen washing their eyes and faces afterwards. An Israeli strike hit a residential building in a Gazan refugee camp on Wednesday. The audio capturing the moment of the strike on the building, which was evacuated an hour beforehand. Israeli forces carried out new raids in the Gaza Strip on Wednesday, hours before Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the U.S. Congress.